Have you ever walked into a meeting and immediately sensed tension, even though everyone's smiling? Or watched a colleague effortlessly navigate office politics while you struggle to understand the unwritten rules? There's a Japanese concept called kuki wo yomu, reading the air, that captures this invisible skill. It's the ability to decode social subtext and unspoken dynamics, and it's become the most critical capability for workplace success. While 60% of jobs face automation threats and 40% of workers fear obsolescence, mastering these informal workplace systems matters more than ever. Drawing from 2 decades of organizational research, this exploration reveals the hidden architecture determining who thrives at work and how anyone can learn to navigate it. Every organization runs 2 parallel realities. The first is documented in handbooks and org charts, formal, visible, official. The second operates through unspoken norms, relationship networks, and invisible power structures. This hidden dimension determines whose ideas get heard, whose careers accelerate, and how real change happens. Technical roles are growing twice as fast as other jobs, commanding 20 to 40% higher salaries, but they require exceptional social skills. Software engineers must translate complex concepts, collaborate across teams, and navigate matrix organizations. Remote work has normalized global collaboration, while hybrid arrangements create equity challenges. Traditional hierarchies are dissolving into agile networks, requiring ambiguity tolerance and people-reading abilities that business schools never taught. Reading the air isn't manipulation, it's understanding how to collaborate beneficially for everyone. MIT's Human Dynamics Laboratory found that informal communication patterns account for 35% of team performance variations. Power often resides with those bridging different groups rather than those holding formal authority. Companies with strong informal networks show 5 to 10% higher productivity and greater resilience during change. We all carry something we hide at work, our version of the cabal. Perhaps it's a childhood memory of arriving at school in an embarrassing vehicle, desperately wanting invisibility when feeling painfully visible. This captures our fundamental need for belonging, feeling genuinely connected to our environment and the people in it. Belonging isn't optional. It's neurologically hardwired. Social bonding releases dopamine, while exclusion activates the same brain regions as physical pain. When employees feel they belong, they're 6 times more likely to excel, with 56% better performance and 50% lower turnover. Yet 5 myths sabotage workplace belonging. First, the notion that belonging has always been available ignores how workplace cultures historically excluded anyone different from their white male creators. Second, many confuse belonging with fitting in. True belonging means acceptance for your uniqueness rather than conforming by hiding differences. Third, belonging isn't about finding your specific group. It's about being yourself regardless of surroundings. Fourth, demographic diversity doesn't automatically create inclusion. Most organizations merely tolerate rather than value difference. Finally, belonging directly impacts retention. Employees quit when they don't feel valued. Trust forms the foundation of workplace belonging. High-trust organizations create environments where belonging flourishes through open information sharing, seamless collaboration, and mutual support. Employees in these environments experience 74% less stress, 40% less burnout, and 50% higher productivity. Trust building faces particular challenges in hybrid workplaces, where limited social cues and absent casual conversations create barriers. Creating environments where people feel comfortable being different isn't just morally right, it's essential for innovation and business success. Organizational charts show formal structures, but informal networks, built through coffee chats, small talk, and spontaneous collaborations, provide the social capital that truly drives careers. These connections help people find jobs, access opportunities, and increase earnings by up to 50%. Top-performing executives maintain diverse networks spanning backgrounds, departments, and industries. Being in an open network is the strongest predictor of career success. Individuals in open networks are 3 times more likely to be promoted than those in closed ones. 3 network types provide critical social capital. Advice networks offer guidance on workplace challenges. Social support networks provide emotional encouragement. And information networks deliver intelligence about relationships and organizational changes. To build effectively, map your connections to identify gaps, diversify beyond similar individuals, and maintain both close and loose ties. Effective networking is about building genuine relationships over time, not collecting contacts. Effective workplace navigation requires mastering both formal information, policies, communications, and informal information, social cues, unwritten rules, cultural nuances. This dual awareness begins with self-awareness, understanding how your performance, communication style, and behaviors are perceived by colleagues. Employees blindsided by negative feedback typically lack awareness of their strengths, weaknesses, and impact on others. True self-awareness requires knowing who you are, understanding if your self-perception aligns with others' perceptions, and developing emotional intelligence to adjust when misalignments occur. While 95% of people believe they're self-aware, only 15% actually demonstrate it. Overestimators reject feedback, underestimators lack confidence, and the truly self-aware align their self-perception with others' views. Self-awareness correlates with enhanced decision-making, stronger leadership, increased creativity, and improved financial performance. Successful professionals practice continuous reflection through regular self-assessment and actively seeking feedback from diverse sources. Building other awareness through perspective taking, deliberately considering how colleagues think, feel, and behave becomes essential. The most effective leaders balance expressing their perspectives with actively capturing others' viewpoints through active listening, creating the predictability and trust that makes collaboration smoother. Your potential isn't determined by ambition or credentials. It's determined by your ability to learn on the job. Employees demonstrating strong learning agility are 3.2 times more likely to be high performers and 4.8 times more likely to be promoted. Despite companies spending $160 billion yearly on formal learning programs, 75% of what we learn happens informally, yet many workers don't know how to learn this way. Learning to read the air involves cycling through 3 interconnected practices. Awareness means learning by observing how people navigate informal systems. Watch how successful colleagues handle difficult conversations, how decisions are made in meetings, and which communication styles resonate with leadership. Understanding means learning from peers who share experiences and provide guidance. Application means learning through trial and error. 88% of professionals master reading the air through repeated practice, observation, feedback, and continuous refinement. Adopting a growth mindset is essential. Carol Dweck's research shows how you think about learning determines what you learn. Employees with growth mindsets are 47% more likely to say colleagues are trustworthy and 34% more likely to feel committed to their organization. Reading the air isn't a one-time skill, but a habit cultivated through ongoing practice. Today's careers are protean, capable of changing shape, and requiring unprecedented flexibility. Modern professionals self-manage their paths through constant learning and increasingly boundaryless work arrangements, enabling mobility across organizations and geographies. Modern professionals seek meaningful work, aligning with personal ambitions, developing professional identity, and creating tangible impact. Studies show satisfaction with accomplishments and sense of purpose matter significantly more than salary growth, with career decisions increasingly driven by personal values and intrinsic motivation. Research identified 5 fundamental employee needs: physical and psychological safety, belonging through genuine connection, making meaningful contributions that receive appreciation, freedom to learn and develop, and recognition as a competent professional. These needs vary by individual and career stage. Effective career management requires three critical elements: knowing your why through understanding your needs, values, and aspirations, knowing who can support you by building relationships, providing guidance, and knowing how to develop transferable skills as workplaces evolve. Success depends on cultivating multiple career advocates rather than relying on a single mentor, with sponsored employees being 23% more likely to advance. Reading the air connects us with our workplace to find meaning and belonging. Research examining over 1,336 academic articles reveals meaningful work comes primarily through connections with others, not salary. 9 out of 10 professionals would sacrifice 23% of lifetime earnings for greater meaning. When employees engage in organizational citizenship behaviors, voluntary, helpful actions beyond job descriptions, like mentoring colleagues or supporting teammates during busy periods, they strengthen workplace connections and find greater meaning. These behaviors improve morale, performance, relationships, and job satisfaction while reducing depression and blood pressure. Organizations with high citizenship behaviors experience 30% higher productivity and 47% higher retention. Like trees in the Fish Lake National Forest that communicate through underground networks, we survive by belonging to one another and reading the air. The invisible systems you navigate aren't obstacles. They're opportunities to create connection, build trust, and discover meaning,